listener out there, welcome to yet another exciting episode of Osun Infra Focus, a production of the Osun State Ministry of Works and Infrastructure, where we update you on the infrastructural development agenda of the present administration in Osun State under the leadership of His Excellency Senator Ademola Jackson Nurudin Adeleke, the Executive Governor of Osun State. On this week's episode, we shall be taking a critical look at the various efforts of the state government in its ceaseless and untiring agenda to ease traffic situation around the ever-busy Okefia roundabout in Oshogbo, the Osun State capital. As a way of recall, with a view to getting our memories refreshed, before the advent of the present administration, residents of the state usually go through baptism of fire, especially during peak hours of the day, occasioned by how they usually waste productive hours in trying to navigate their way through their various places of work. In other words, workers and non-workers alike usually face a hard moment which can best be remembered than experienced again. Such harrowing moment is now a thing of the past following the intervention of the administration of Asiwaju of Ede, His Excellency Senator Ademola Jackson Nurudin Adeleke, who shortly after taking the mantle of leadership of the state did not make any presence about his desire to make a difference in the lives of the residents and non-residents of Osun. Like the proverbial bolt out of the blues, Adeleke, much to the disbelief of his naysayers and doubting Thomases, announced his readiness to embark on massive infrastructural upgrade in the state. Like a giant that he is in the area of anything developmental, the Asiwaju of Edeland, Senator Ademola Adeleke, with executive fiat, directed and accordingly mobilized the officials of the State Ministry of Works and Infrastructure to embark on an action master plan for the development of the state. At the risk of over-exaggerating his mission and vision, laced with passion to make a difference, it is only a governor and leader in the ilk of His Excellency Senator Ademola Adeleke that can give such a serious and futuristic thought to a desire that will even outlive him after spending his constitutionally allowed 2 terms of 8 years by the special grace of God as the governor of the 33-year-old Osun State. Let's take a cursory look at some of his efforts in this regard. For instance, apart from the dualization of the old garage Okefia axis of Oshogbo, the state capital at the moment, the project as it is now, during a fact-finding visit made to the area, has reached an advanced stage nearing completion. The flyover under construction gives one a mental picture and overview of what obtains in other highly developed state capitals in Nigeria, which in just a matter of few months from now, Oshogbo, the Osun State capital, will start to equate itself with them. Listener and viewer of this program, permit me to tell you that when the Okefia flyover is completed and commissioned, it is going to be a cynosure of all eyes and an architectural beauty with glamour ever seen in the history of Osun State that prides itself as the aquatic calm cultural glamour of Nigeria that this project promises to be. The daily prayers on the lips of the residents and non-residents of the state is to live to witness the day when the flyover will become opened for the motoring and non-motoring public. The Director, Highway Ministry of Works and Infrastructure, Engineer Maruf Ojebode, in a chat with Osun Infra Focus, described the ongoing infrastructural development people of Osun are seeing now as a mere tip of an iceberg in view of many beautiful dreams that Governor Adeleke has for the state. According to Engineer Ojebode, the implementation of the old garage Okefia axis of the infra project is in compliance with the well-known and spelled-out global best practices of 9 meters wide on both wings of the dual carriageway embedded with beautifully designed road median and a 1.8-meter walkway emasculated on both sides of the road. Insert. Of the annual flooding around Old Rascal area that usually ravage property and wreak economic havoc of enormous pedigree, Engineer Ojebode said the administration of Senator Ademola Adeleke at the onset took cognizance of this before embarking on the exercise. It described it as a bold and pragmatic steps made to address the perennial problems of flooding being witnessed in the axis. Consequently, Minister of Works and Infrastructure did not pay only a lip service to such annual problems and losses, as was the case during the immediate past administration, but has put measures in place. One of such was increasing the capacity of the bridge at the Old Rascal and combat with another relief culvert technically constructed in case of a spillover effect. Still on the flyover being constructed in Okefia, the director of highway said the decision to embark on the 10-span flyover bridge was consequent on traffic censor conducted in the area with a view to understanding the causes of daily traffic conundrum at Okefia roundabout. Insert. In a further chat with Oshun Infra Project, engineer Ojebode noted that the massive news of the construction and unprecedented patronage of about 100% local content was what prompted the leadership of the Nigerian Society Engineers, NSE, in conjunction with the leadership of Council for Registration of Engineers in Nigeria, KAREN, to visit Oshun State to see for themselves the wonders of Adeleke-led administration. It means no words in confidently saying that a body of engineers in Nigeria left Osun State not only fulfilled and satisfied, but proud that Senator Ademola Jackson Nuruddin Adeleke has lived up to expectations in delivering a world-class standard in engineering constructions. Insert. Osun Infra Focus on this week's episode of the program also took on the Director of Highway in the Osun State Ministry of Works and Infrastructure. Engineer Maruf Ojebode speaks extensively on the features of the multi-billion naira road project, particularly the Okefia portion of the infra project. According to him, motorists coming from Dada Estate going towards Alekuwodo or Laiya area will take a slip road, just as Okefia inbound traffic from Lameko area going towards Government House Annex will also take a slip road. Let's hear Engineer Ojebode on details of how the traffic around the area will navigate when the project is completed. Insert. Apart from flyover at Okefia, the state government is also erecting another flyover at Lameko roundabout to ease traffic congestion usually experienced by motorists. Insert. On the issue of quality assurance in comparison with the daily increase in the cost of building materials occasioned by inflation, Engineer Ojebode said the state government has taken care of the possibility of price variation by adequately mobilizing the contractor to procure all the needed materials. Insert. He therefore called on the members of the public to keep supporting the administration that has delivered over 100 kilometers of road in barely 2 years since it came on board in November 27, 2022. Insert. We can actually go on and on, but as usual, time is not on our side. To this end, this is a convenient spot to draw curtains on this week's episode of Osun Infra Focus. Join us same time, same station, and same hour next week by the special grace of God as we take you through yet another jolly ride into the many development strides of this administration by Mr. Project, His Excellency Senator Ademola Jackson Nuruddin Adeleke. Until then, please stay safe and let's collaborate to sustain the current peaceful atmosphere reigning in Osun, the state of the living spring.